June of this year, these cries won the hearts of children's ward staff at a hospital in the North Bohemian town of Most. Little Doe was born prematurely and had to spend months in an incubator. He suffers from a high blood sugar level and has to undergo eye surgery. His parents are from Vietnam, but have been living in the Czech Republic for several years now. However, when Doe was born, his parents weren't Czech citizens, and due to Czech law, little Doe thus had no health insurance. Dita Asiedu reports.
According to Czech law, the children of foreigners can gain health insurance after they are born. But when Doe's father applied for it at the state-owned VZP insurance company, the only company authorized to insure foreigners from non-EU countries, he was turned down. Any car insurance company would turn you down if your car had just been damaged in an accident, wouldn't it? A health insurer who did not want to be named told Czech TV Nova. The VZP is bound by a law which prohibits it to insure anyone who's sick. The hospital bills from the months little Doe spent in the incubator had already reached close to 800,000 Czech crowns, which is over $32,000. Doe's parents failed to win the support of numerous foundations and institutions that they approached for help, although they were backed by a social worker. It was not until a report was broadcast on the commercial television station Nova that Doe's case was brought to the attention of the Naše Dítě, or Our Child Foundation. It opened up a bank account and began collecting money. So far, there is 189,000 crowns in the account, which is a little over $7,500. Our Child Foundation director, Zuzana Baudišová.
To date, we have collected 150,000 crowns from two insurance companies. The NGO Our Child contributed 15,000. We got another 15,000 from the town of Varnsdorf and 9,000 from private donors. Overall, we are very optimistic that we'll be able to raise the entire sum because bank transitions take a few days and there is likely to be more money in the pipeline. I firmly believe that by Christmas or just after Christmas, we'll have good news for little Doe's parents.
Today, Doe is in care at a hospital in Prague. He now has health insurance. His father was granted Czech citizenship on December 12th. Doe's parents no longer have to worry about facing a similar problem if they have another child. But what about other non-EU citizens who have children in the Czech Republic? Doe's case brings to attention the fact that the current law violates the International Convention on the Rights of a Child, which the Czech Republic is bound to. Among other things, it states that a child cannot be discriminated against on the grounds of its origin or state of health. An amendment to the law is now to be discussed in Parliament, and VZP says it intends to prevent similar problems in the future by increasing insurance rates for expecting mothers who are not EU citizens, in order to cover any potential complications that may arise at birth. The insurer, however, does not plan to allow children of foreigners living in the Czech Republic to automatically become VZP clients, fearing that such an offer would be abused.
Details here do.